This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room where you can join us and get on the radio. You can talk about what you want. But right now, we're discussing marriage. Because one of our callers had dialed in the last hour to argue that and I don't want to put words in his mouth, he's going to make his point here, but to argue against marriage as an institution, not just to argue against the state recognition of marriage, which I think all three of us in this room would agree that needs to go away.
Yes,
correct.
It does not need to be a government license, a government permission slip to tell you that you can have a commitment to somebody. I mean, that's crazy.
And it shouldn't be, like I said, for the incentives that you might get from government incentives, basically, for, you know,
taxes
and your insurance companies and the military. And in some jobs, it's quite a financial gain.
Let's go to back to AC. He's calling us from Ohio. So, AC, you'd actually called to argue against marriage itself. Can you go ahead and do that? I'd love to hear it.
Well, the thing with this is that when I say I'm against marriage, I think more or less I'm against the word itself. And like when you look at a marriage, your modern marriage in most places, particularly in America, what really is it? Without all the government or religious stuff. I mean, I can understand
a contract.
Marriage. Yeah, like marriage for religious reasons or certain societal reasons. But like what really is a marriage? It really is two people who love each other, or supposedly love each other, or maybe more, could be three or four people. I really don't care the number of people.
Yeah, whatever.
Deciding they want to live together, share their life together, maybe raise a family, keyword maybe. And I'm like, how is that any different than, say, because I have friends, for example, who live together, who are in a relationship, who raise kids and work and share a house, but they don't have a government license, or yep. They're not. How is that any different? And I think, like, without the government stuff, I mean, like, really the word itself is just kind of meaningless, except for, like I said, except for maybe, like, religious institutions or something.
Well,
like
you
that.
Tell that to
like,
some women out there, man, and they will tell you that it is not meaningless at all, whether they be religious or not.
Well, do your friends consider themselves married, like common law married?
No.
Or they just live together?
No, they live together. They're in a relationship. They raise a child. They work. They take care of a house. You know, they share their life together. And the same with my parents who are married do. But I think I don't really see the difference. Like, why? And if they wanted to call their thing a marriage, the other thing, if they wanted to call their thing a marriage without getting a government license, or have a ceremony or something, let's say we're married now. My question is, okay, they're married now. Would other people say, well, you're not really married unless you go get that stupid license or else you go get some ceremony?
Some people wouldn't. But again, let's not talk about the license. We already agree that the license should go away. I'm going to argue that, and I'm somebody who doesn't really care about marriage either. Like, it doesn't excite me. I'm not interested, in it, really. I think I agree with you generally that a commitment to another person does not require the act of marriage and going through a $10,000, whatever your wedding ceremony and reception and however much money people spend on that. I think it's a somewhat ridiculous tradition. I am by no means married to tradition, but I can tell you that there are plenty of people who are fully enveloped in that tradition. Whether they be religious or not is immaterial. They are very interested in it in the same way that, De Beers Diamonds has created the whole idea that you need to have a diamond to get married to somebody. Again, that's just a silly tradition.
Yeah, that's not just
a tradition, that's a myth.
Well, it's something they created,
yes.
Right? They created that from scratch,
right,
basically, and elevated this diamond to the level of above other stones.
Right.
And there's just a bunch of ridiculousness surrounding. There's a bunch of ridiculousness surrounding the tradition of marriage. It doesn't do much for me personally, but I can appreciate the idea behind it, the idea of, hey, this is a commitment to another person that we are so, you know, we think is so important that we want to announce it publicly. We want to announce it to all of our close friends and family members. And there's something to that, right? So whether you call that a marriage or whether you call it a commitment ceremony, doing something publicly like that is different than coming to a private agreement and saying, hey, you know, we should just stick together because we're a good couple and I love you and all that. I don't think either one's better or worse than another. Right. It's just different.
Well, there are sometimes, and I actually just got done listening to a podcast, one that I listened to a good bit called The School of Greatness, where the guest was actually a divorce lawyer and he was giving marriage advice. And most people would think, wait, what's a divorce lawyer know about marriage? Well, he said, you know, if you're coming to see me, then it's already too late to save your marriage. Mm-hmm. But there are things that need to be discussed before you ever get into this commitment, because you're signing a contract that you don't really know the terms of the contract. And, you know, if you think about it, most people cannot tell you what are, you know, the benefits of marriage per se. Most people think, oh, well, there's, you know, tax benefit, this or insurance, but there's a bunch of other stuff that's intertwined. And again, not everybody knows all the ins and outs. But he was saying that sometimes people will stay in a bad marriage because of pressure from the friends and family.
Sure.
Well, you made this commitment in front of everybody.
Yeah. What about the
children? You said, until death do you part.
Right, and you got all those gifts. You're going to return all the gifts? You know, leaving out the permission slip marriage, the government title, when you start getting, when the relationship starts getting complicated, you start getting kids in there, and then you're both going in together on a house.
Oh, that's bad.
And then you've got the, you know, all these payments, you're in debt here and there. So I'm thinking that it kind of makes, it could kind of make sense to have a contract between two people that, hey, so someone just can't renege and just take off.
Oh, I totally agree. I
think that those are generally called prenups.
Well, yeah, but in the absence of the state, those should exist, right? The idea of a contracted marriage.
If you decide that you want to go that route. Right. So maybe you and your partner are just okay, and you don't really care if it falls out from under you.
Contracts always make breakups a little bit easier, because then it's clear what the intentions of both parties were. AC, anything else you want to share on the topic? Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the other things I really wanted to bring up is, like, this was something that came into my mind back in 2015 when the Supreme Court, you know, legalized gay marriage. And one thing that I thought was interesting about the whole gay marriage is people talk about legalizing gay marriage. And my response is, well, it's never been illegal. Like, if two gay people want to live together in that same sort of relationship that the heterosexual couple next door who has a state marriage is, there's nothing stopping them from doing it. Hell, there were gay people that were having private ceremonies.
Sodomy has definitely been illegal. I mean, there's no guarantee that they are sodomizing one another, but I bet you could find some places in the South that make that illegal.
Hold on. You said marriage was not illegal. Yes, it was, because marriage, as it currently exists, is a government-recognized thing. If a government was not issuing a marriage license to someone...
And you claim to be married,
then you would not get the benefit. You would not be able to, in most cases, be added to the partner's insurance. You would not necessarily wind up getting tax benefits or any of the other things. So, yes, people could be in a committed relationship, but until it was recognized by the state as a marriage, it was not a marriage.
AC, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion.
And that takes me back to the incentives. The government handed out incentives of getting married. And that's, so some people are just okay. Like, hey, let's live our lives together. And some people are like, yeah, you know what? There are a lot of incentives that we're not being able to take advantage of. And some of them are like, you know, being able to be in the will and whatnot.
Right.
All right, so now, Conan, you've been married before.
I have.
Daryl?
Yes.
Okay. Would y'all do it again?
Yes, absolutely. But I wouldn't... No, but not legally.
I wouldn't get the state involved.
Okay.
No, it would be between me and the partner and the family, and that would be it.
Right. And the reason why you would do that as opposed to a commitment ceremony.
And that's basically what it would be. But you know what? And here in New Hampshire, there is common law marriage.
To some extent, it only gets recognized after death of one of the partners.
Really?
It gets recognized after 3 years. If your neighbors and the people who know you can say after 3 years that, yes, they're married, then that's legal.
Really?
The statute, as I've read it, it's only recognized after death of one of the partners well, after a certain period of time.
I guess it's a good thing my relationships haven't lasted more than 3 years.
Well, no, but you weren't married. You would have to admit that.
You'd have to claim you were married or
claim, right. So claim that we are married. Yes.
You have to say, this is my spouse.
I see.
So it's not just living you're together.
Because aren't there some states where if you just shack up with somebody for a certain number of years that they consider you married?
No,
you still have to claim the person as your partner.
All right, more coming up here in moments. Your calls,
your spouse.
Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. North Korea releasing American prisoners. Coming up.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We didn't intend to talk about marriage, but somebody called in about it, and now somebody else is calling in about it. So that's what I like is when, you know, you guys can just kind of take the show in the direction that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Not to say we don't have things to talk about on the way. The North Korean release of a few different American prisoners. We'll tell you about that on the way coming up.
But they're American. I thought they were South Korean.
No, I believe they are American. We'll give you the details on that coming up here. Toll-free number if you want to join us, though, on the radio is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want, 855-450-3733, or Skype in, Skype username lrn.fm. And there's our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. It's the first room on the list of several different chat rooms where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And I did check it out. I said earlier I was going to look, and I have looked now over at Books.com. We've talked about Books as your source for Mother's Day flowers. Of course, Mother's Day is right around the corner at this point. It's this coming Sunday. So my question was, can you even get these flowers delivered in time? And I suggested you might have to pay more. The good news is you don't have to pay through the nose like I thought you might actually have to do, because turns out, for whatever reason, they've opened up Saturday delivery.
Nice.
So earlier when I ordered, I was only able to get Friday, but apparently if you wait to the last minute, you can get Saturday delivery.
Yeah, I also was only able to get Friday delivery.
Right, from Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S, it stands for bouquets, and of course they've got some beautiful flowers. In fact, some of them even come from the side of a volcano that presumably is not active, like in Hawaii.
Well, that one's been active for 35 years.
But it's like blowing up.
Right. It's really bad this last week, but, you know, it's not a new phenomenon.
Stop building on volcanoes, people.
But they've got great flowers, and you get to select. In fact, you can actually choose from where the flowers are coming, and they'll tell you about the farmers that are involved in it and where they're coming from and all that. But more importantly, you can get Saturday delivery. Now, for how long? I don't know. If you're listening to this on podcast, if you're listening to this tomorrow, you know, I can't tell you that the Saturday delivery is still going to be there. But if you're listening live on the radio tonight, you can get Saturday delivery over at bouqs.com. And the code for Free Talk Live is still good. Code FTL gets you 15% off. So not 15% off, whatever it is you're ordering for mom. And then the Saturday delivery is only another $10 to get Saturday. And of course, you can try, you know, you can put it on Monday if you want to, right, or Tuesday. But if you want that extra Saturday delivery, $10 extra on top of the already low, what I would say is a low charge for delivery, right, which is only $9 default charge. So another $19 for delivery to get it there last minute on Saturday from Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Get your mom some flowers there. And again, save with code FTL, 15%. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jay Noon. He's on the line on the amp lines. Hello, Jay.
Hey.
Hey. It's on your way.
As you guys know, I'm getting married up at Rogers Campground.
That's right, during Fort Fest.
And it will be a stateless event. There's going to be no permission slip.
Okay.
And so my fiance is Alan, and we basically decided that we want to, you know, share a ceremony with all of our friends and family, and let everybody know how much we love each other. And I wasn't really exactly planning on getting married. You know, I was kind of disappointed with it, with the whole idea of it for a little bit. You know, until I met this girl. Well, I shouldn't say until I met her, until I got to know her, because I've known her for several years now.
Right.
So, you know, we met at Fort Fest years ago.
Ah, okay.
And so it's pretty cool, I think, that we're going to, you know, have a celebration of love ceremony, essentially. I mean, even the word married and marriage allegedly comes from some, like, maritime, whatever, you know, legalese-type language.
But, of course,
yeah,
it does.
So we're having a stateless wedding.
So tell me a little bit more about, you know, how this all came about, if you don't mind, right? So, like, normally the guy asks the girl, is that how it happened with you? And when you did make it clear to her that you were only asking her for a stateless wedding? Did she push back against that, or was she all on board with, let's cut the state out?
Well, seeing how I met her 4 years ago at Pork Fest, and she's been going, we've both been going to that event for, you know, longer than that, We were both not interested in state marriages long before we even got together.
Okay.
And
that's good. You didn't have to persuade her on that.
I've dated a few girls that, you know, weren't really interested in the liberty movement. That's like, you know, you really need to get in a serious relationship with somebody who's going to be able to, you know, handle your demons. And definitely if you are a hardcore libertarian, freedom-minded people, man or woman, you know, that's going to be a demon in the mind of somebody who's not, you know, into that. And I dated a girl who thought she was into it and turned out she wasn't. And I dated another girl who wasn't into it, but she kind of liked me not to tolerate it. But, you know, that's just not good. It doesn't work. And,
that's not going to last a lifetime.
Like her and I, we're not into sports ball. We're not into any, you know, waving flags or, you know, nationalism. And, we really enjoy one another. We get along great. We like the same music. We literally say, like, you know, when we're here, especially political stuff, I mean, she's the only partner I've ever had in my life that has been like, wow, we're thinking the same thing about this, you know.
You know, you're on the same wavelength.
News or, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're definitely on the same wavelength with many, many things. And I think it also helps, you know, we're like, you know, 9 months apart in age, too, which is also pretty cool.
So to you, there is something, just for listeners just tuning in, we had a call earlier who was saying that marriage is this useless idea and, you know, even without the state, we should get rid of the tradition. But you're saying that there's something to the idea of let's announce this publicly, let's make a show of this, let's bring attention to the fact that we are doing this commitment because it's that important to us.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, we have, you know, both Shallon and I and our extended families were both kind of outcast radicals. And me not so much. My immediate family is all, you know, very much, you know, libertarians and, you know, we don't have social security numbers and stuff like that. But, you know, everybody else is, you know, they're all pretty much either, you know, about the state or sports ball or military or whatever. So it's going to be interesting. We have a whole bunch of people who don't even understand what anarchy is or liberty is or being a libertarian. And, you know, they're all going to be at Forkfest or a lot of them. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, you're going to get to meet some, you know, jihadist Republican and jihadist Democrat, you know, family members that we have. and I'm not worried about it at all. I mean, I'm hoping that people like, you know, get to talk with them.
Here's a question for you, Jay. We've talked about Forkfest, which is this decentralized event that's going to happen before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is this summer. Forkfest with F. Forkfest is happening on June 14th through the 18th. Your wedding's going to be that Sunday. And correct. I know that y'all sent out invitations. What if somebody just, I mean, clearly you've got to invite people due to the reception, and there's probably a limited amount of food for that. But is anybody who's at the campground welcome to watch the wedding itself?
Absolutely. And we're going to have, yes. And
okay.
Basically, the only thing is, you know, don't eat our food if you're not on invitation. The invitation is literally just for the food.
That's
if you want to come dance with us, you want to come sit on the bales
awesome.
Of hay at the ceremony,
we'll
know,
look forward to it. Jay Noon, we'll see you at Forkfest coming up in June. We'll talk more about that coming up, more on the way.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here, toll-free to join us. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you are a liberty-minded person, if you are somebody who is an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, this message is for you, and that is you should get over to liberty.menu. Like right away, because it's a pretty sweet website where you can actually list your business, or maybe you've got an event that you're putting together, or perhaps you're a digital content creator. You can list all of those things over at liberty.menu, and then other liberty-minded folks, other voluntarists and libertarians and liberty-loving anarchists will find you, hopefully, and maybe you'll get some new business out of it. And considering it won't cost you anything more than the time it takes you to put your business up there, there's really no reason not to be listed over at liberty.menu, unless you want to keep it in the closet that you're a libertarian, in which case you probably shouldn't list over at liberty.menu. But if you're not afraid to wear your freedom lovingness on your sleeve and let potential customers know about that, liberty.menu is where you ought to be.
Don't be scared, folks.
Exactly.
Bring it. Let it loose.
There may be money on the table that you didn't even know was there from customers who didn't know about you, whether they be down the street from you or whether they be halfway across the world. So head over to liberty.menu. Again, totally free. Get on there. You got a lot of work to do if you're going to beat Daryl. I think are you still number one on the site as far as submissions?
Last time I checked.
Okay, so there's points. There's like a point system where the more you submit to the site, the more points that you get. And can you do things with the points?
There's like some At kind some of point, thing. You can.
Yeah. Is it like YouTube points?
I don't know what a YouTube point is. Yeah,
you didn't see that South Park, I take it.
Missed that one.
You know what? And by the way, speaking of points, and Daryl,
and
you were,
yes,
you were,
I am still number one.
You were absolutely correct concerning New Hampshire common law marriage. It is 3 years. I was right, but it is only legally recognized after one of you dies.
Ah, so you have to be together, living as husband and wife, or husband and husband, wife and as spouses,
and you have to be
for 3 years.
You have to be
prior
as
to
such.
One of your
I see what you're saying, but what if you've just been living together?
It doesn't count.
If you just live with somebody and you don't say, this is my spouse.
So that has to be on the record somewhere of, this is my spouse? Or
people
can your neighbors,
have to know.
Can your neighbors just say, like, yeah, they were in a relationship
for
3 years?
All right, here's the law.
It's a one-sentence statement.
457:39, cohabitation. Persons, I like that one, cohabitating and acknowledging each other as husband and wife, and generally reputed to be such,
I see,
for the period of 3 years, and until the decease of one of them, shall thereafter be deemed to have been legally married.
Gotcha.
Right. So
that's in New Hampshire.
That's just New Hampshire people out there in the world.
Yeah. So there are some states to where it's after 3 or 7, but the same thing to where you have to say, this is my spouse. So it's not just, you know, you and a roommate that live together for 10 years because you like each other, and then somebody, oh, yeah, Ian's been gay married for half his life because he's had the same roommate.
Let's go to your calls. A strange call from Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, are you okay? Normally you call us at 9:30 Eastern time. It is now 8:30 Eastern time. What, are you all right?
She's just
Sarah?
Making sure she gets her call in, I guess. What's up, Sarah?
I knew that you would take my call because I wanted to explain to the whole entire world of the World Wide Web why I have the interim uterine device, the IUD.
Well, that's unusual why somebody would want to explain that to the world, but let's hear it. The IUD, the interuterine device, which is designed to prevent pregnancy. Sorry, go ahead.
Why? Right. Well, I mean, that's one of the better benefits. But my real reason is that I actually suffered from severe PMS all of my life.
Oh, my.
And I finally, so that I
meaning,
had severe
meaning, PMS. Hold on, just one moment here. The IUD does something to affect PMS?
Well, of course.
It regulates the menstrual cycle.
Yeah, it stops your cycle for 5 years. It's nonstop.
Really? Oh, it stops it.
Wait. Is this a device or is this chemicals? It's actually a physical device. A physical device?
It is a chemical device. So the IUD has hormones that are released. So aren't you happy that I'm telling you about this?
Yeah, because I've never had that, you know, in my body because I can't. So, yeah, tell me all about it.
Oh, you could physically get one implanted. It wouldn't do anything to you, Ian, but you could get one implanted.
It would do a lot. It would hurt the hell.
Well, you know what?
My
objective right here is that I'm trying to help all these women out there. They have to stop working for a whole week or they would get fired because they'd be so cranky they cannot work a job.
I know an awful lot of women out there who go right along through it. They
go to work.
I never knew about it. Some of them you know about it, but most of them you just don't even... They crank on through.
All right, so I didn't, you know, I got to admit, I didn't realize that the IUD was just a device that releases birth control. Is that all there is to it?
Well, the thing is, it does both. It does prevent birth control, and it also stops your cycle for 5 years. So this is a real great relief for women that are suffering with severe PMS, not all the ones who do. So, you know what, my thing is that I'm doing a shout-out to that entire world, the women, because I wish somebody would have taught me this when I was 16 years old or 18, because I suffered in my 20s and my 30s, and I got this when I was 43.
What does it cost? So not that you might know, because you tend to be on welfare, but do you actually have to go and pay for this, or does welfare cover it for you?
Well, you know what? I have no idea what you pay out of pocket. It depends on your income. I guess Planned Parenthood. I got it through Planned Parenthood.
And they just gave it to you?
Well, because I'm on Medicaid. I have no money to pay for all this.
But now you're just doing it for the PMS because you told us previously that you don't date. You're not in relationships.
Well, I've been celibate for 5 years. Yeah.
So you're just doing it to get rid of the PMS. Now, wait, aren't you in your 50s or 60s? How old are you, sir?
Well, I'm going to be 50 next year. So, you know what? I qualify for a senior lunch program next for $2. So if they cut me off, I can panhandle $2 a day. So it's not that bad.
You're planning to panhandle if you get cut off. Okay. Well, that's what we could probably expect from you. Any other questions about IUDs for the expert on the line here, gentlemen?
Well, I wanted to fact check the statement that an IUD stops periods for 5 years.
It doesn't stop it for everybody.
And apparently 16% of women that have an IUD that prior to getting the IUD reported having normal amounts of flow, if you will, reported no periods over a period of 6 months after getting the IUD. 21% of women that had what was considered to be light bleeding reported no periods in 6 months. So for some women, it might stop periods, but it's not going to happen for everyone.
But look, you're talking about the 10-year IUD. That's just copper. I'm talking about a hormone release.
Yeah, so there are different types here, and I've got a story here from thecut.com entitled, Which IUD Should You Get? Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll get some information here from Susan Rinkunas. She writes that recently, and this was written in 2016, a new type of intrauterine device, or IUD, called Kylena, joined the other four on the market. Lots of women love their IUD because it's a set-it-and-forget-it method that's more than 99% effective at preventing pregnancy, which lasts for years, but that you can have a doctor remove at any time. So which one is best for you? The five kinds all work roughly the same way. They thicken cervical mucus so sperm can't enter the uterus to fertilize an egg. In the rare event that some mighty swimmers do get past the cervix, the IUD's active ingredient, either copper or synthetic progesterone, makes it more difficult for them to travel through the uterus and the tubes toward the egg. Insertion is the same with all of them, not comfortable exactly, but usually manageable. But the devices have different amounts of hormones, or none at all, and will change your periods in different ways. Among the hormonal IUDs, the higher the hormone amount, the more likely it is that your period will stop after 6 months to a year, and here's how they compare to each other. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that.
Don't like them. I don't like anything that changes your hormones.
Yeah, so a lot of people will be against that, in which case you might want the first one, which we'll tell you about coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in with us here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room, which we're going to go to here in just a moment. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And plus, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Zencash. There's a lot of great technology out there when it comes to cryptocurrency, and Zencash has some of the best. They've got zero knowledge anonymity. And Zencash also has a pretty solid network with over 11,000 secure nodes, meaning that it's got more secure nodes than even Bitcoin has as far as its normal nodes are concerned. So you go to Zencash.com. You can learn more about Zencash and about how it's got a voluntarist background, references to voluntarism there in their white paper at Zencash.com. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. And it's relatively new to the scene, so you might want to go and check it out when you get a chance. Zencash, with a Z, Zencash.com. As we continue here, a little bit more about IUDs, and then we'll get back to your calls and thoughts. We weren't going to talk about this, but Sarah called in. Tell us about hers. And since we're all guys, we really don't know a whole lot about the world of IUDs. I knew they existed.
Yes.
I did not know there were 5 different types of them in the marketplace today, according to Susan Rinkunas. The original version, if you will, is, as she describes it, the Old Faithful, is called Paragard. It's a non-hormonal option where copper acts as the sperm deterrent. It's approved for 10 years, but studies say it's actually effective for 12. Some women love the idea of birth control without hormones, but if you have naturally heavy periods or if your doctor says you have
endometriosis, I believe is how that's pronounced.
Getting a copper IUD might make an already bad situation worse. Keep in mind, too, that you might not remember what your period is like, sans hormones, if, say, you've been on the pill for a decade, says Laura McIsaac, who's a doctor and director of family planning at Mount Sinai Health Systems. She says, quote, the first three periods after a new Paragard insertion can be pretty bad, just heavier and crampier. And then, with most women, their period gets back to their baseline. But she points out that a heavy flow doesn't happen to every woman. Some might not notice a difference. So, again, if you're against the idea of hormones, and Conan, you said you were against that concept,
I think,
right?
I think it's a big problem in our society.
What do you mean?
I think that the mimicry, the pill, for example, which mimics pregnancy, you basically have a lot of women out there walking around who are in pregnancy mode, who are chemically attracted to the wrong guy.
Oh, really?
I think there's going to be a lot more science that's going to be coming out.
There's already been a lot of science on that different times of months, women find different facial structures attractive. They find different features attractive.
Huh. And it's based on hormones.
So basically the way it works is opposites do attract. We are chemically attracted to our opposites to make good, strong, healthy babies. However, whenever the theory is that when you're in pregnancy mode, you actually tend to hang out with family members. You surround yourself with your close family members to help you through your pregnancy. So when you are in actuality hooking up with someone who is too much like yourself, so that when you do get off the pill, because you're it's been 5, 6, 10 years down the road and you're not having sex anymore,
then you're with the wrong person.
Then you realize, oh crap, I'm with the wrong dude.
So, I mean, some people also are coming from the perspective of, let's just go through the natural experience and, you know, have the period and have...
Yeah, there is a thing called family. There is family planning, and it works. I mean, there's only like 2 weeks, two unsafe weeks where dude has to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's natural, and it's, you know, just keep a calendar, and it makes sense after you learn the dates.
They refer to that as the rhythm method, and do you know what people that use the rhythm method are called? Parents.
Yeah, it's
hippies.
Then they go through the rest of them. There's the other four are the chemical-based ones, Marina, Laletta, Skyla, and Kylina. They're all women's names, apparently. That I don't know if we need to go through all of them here, but some of them are, you know, they will last for 5 years. Some of them will last for three, as many as 7 years. And they release different amounts of levonorgestrel per day to the recipient. And there's different kind of, you know, are you a woman on a budget? If so, then Laletta's better for you, they say. If you're a woman with a heavy period, then Marina is better for you, if you want to get rid of it, presumably. Kylina, best for women who want more than 3 years of use and want to keep menstruating. So check that out over at thecut.com if you want to see more about the IUD. Meanwhile, let's go to, I think, Robert.
But before we do... Sarah, the reason we started researching this is Sarah made the claim that IUDs prevent periods in women for 5 years.
For her, they apparently have, but not everybody.
They may have for her, and I've got an article here from WebMD where they look not only at IUDs, but all forms of birth control. Mm-hmm. And medical doctor OBGYN Joyce Gottsfield said that she recommends IUDs for her patients, and quote, most of her patients don't have periods. Most, not all.
And, yeah, so let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont, and hopefully he's with us here this time. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, we had some technical difficulty last time. We've got you now. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I got a story that's coming out of the Chicago Tribune. It's dated back to July 25th, 2015, but apparently this is still going on. It says, another suburb reports problems with digital water meters. As one Chicago suburb struggles to cope with chronic overcharging by its smart digital water meters, another is ramping up random testing after finding that some of these meters claim usage when not even hooked up.
Uh-oh. Now, I wonder if that's something that the government has done on purpose, or if they're just so incompetent that they, you know, hooked the meters up wrong or configured them wrong.
Or maybe both.
Or perhaps both. Yeah, is there any idea as to why this is happening? Without reading the whole story, just, you know, do you know offhand?
According to this story, that these water meters, they'll run even if there's no water going through them.
Some cities do have a minimum charge. I'd just like to point that out. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, there is a minimum fee that you have to pay, even if the water is not running at all. They will hit you with, I don't know what it is per month, but it was. I remember seeing it once because I had some, I think it was some tenants were out or whatever, and I was surprised that there was still as large of a charge as there was. So there's just basically a minimum, we have you hooked up service fee, even if you don't actually use the service, and they also get you, if you are building a house, they force you to be hooked up to the,
if you're in the city,
the
yeah.
city water in the city of Keene. So you can't just build a house. And
you could probably get a permit to build your own well, but you would still be always
still
hooked up.
Yeah.
You would be always hooked up to the safety net.
Right, which means they get to charge you every single month.
Right, and it's kind of like if you have solar panels on your roof or a windmill or something else, in most places you are required to hook into the grid.
Yeah, and I imagine it's even worse in a city like Chicago. Robert, any other thoughts you want to share on the story?
Yeah, I have one of those smart meters.
Really?
And I've been having a problem with the town of Bellows Falls for probably almost 3 years. The amount of water that they say I'm using would flood my property.
And that's one of those difficult things where how do you really challenge that? Because, you know, unless you can afford an attorney, or unless there's enough people for like a class action where the attorney's willing to take the case on the contingency that they're going to get a big paycheck, you know, if this was happening to multiple people in Bellows Falls, then maybe there would be a case there. But it's going to be a tough one to kind of ferret out whether or not there are other victims. You know, are you going to go around and knock on doors, place an advertisement in the newspaper? How do you find out who the other victims are here? Many people may not be aware. It may be, you know, a 10% difference between one, you know, when they install these meters to when, they have. And so it just may not, it may be so insignificant for one account that people may just figure, oh, well, I've taken a little longer in the shower this month, and so therefore that's why, you know, it's that way. And they may not think of it because it was just a minor amount. But if you hit every single household with 10% increase, then that's a significant amount of money coming into the water department. And so I would say the best bet would be to maybe contact an attorney and see if, you know, they have any ideas as to how to investigate something like that. And I thank you for the call tonight, Robert. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. That's 855-450-3733. It's the first I've heard of a smart water meter. I didn't know those existed. I guess it figures that they do, but I know I'd heard of the smart electric meters,
right,
and that some people were getting paranoid about, believing that the smart meters were used to control their minds and all kinds of like.
I thought it was just monitoring exactly what's going on in their house, what the energy is being used on. And a lot of growers were getting
marijuana growers,
because you can tell, you know, the signatures. You can tell the signature of a grow room.
Yeah, I don't think they've got those meters here in Keene.
I don't think they have them in New Hampshire.
Really?
I think there's a law against it.
That's interesting. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want to control the airways here. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.